Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with Don Baker. How you doing, Don?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Tonight is going to be open mic. That's it. We're just talking about whatever. We're talking about whatever's on our minds. We don't have a set topic left for tonight, but before I do that, I want to give anybody who's listening online the number, which is 347-308-8494. That's the number you can call in and tell us what's on your mind. I also want to let you guys remind you guys to check out the YouTube page, The Chicks and Chairs. That's me, Ms. V, and Teresa talking about, you know, just different things, being women who have disabilities. And so that's a lot of fun. We have a few videos up now. I'm still working on putting up a couple more, but I'm trying to make it a little, trying to enhance it a little bit. And I am not technologically skilled, so I'm doing these videos and it's just not turning out the way I want to. So, but I'm whatever way it comes out, I'm putting it up there for tomorrow. But how you been, Don?
I've been pretty good. I mean, I can't complain about nothing. You know, just running around, taking care of the necessary appointments and stuff like that, and doing what I got to do. The same old thing. Yeah,
you know,
one of the
things I thought I'd bring up today, I was thinking about what am I going to talk about today. I noticed that my world is kind of, I stay within a safe world, and that's within the disabled community. I barely do things outside of the community,
Uh-huh.
And so when I went last weekend, I went to the Old Timers Day, from my elementary school. It was in the park across the street from where I used to live. And we had an excellent, excellent time. It was great. Just the whole vibe was like, you know, it makes you recall how much of a family our block was.
Sure.
And so you see all these different people and, from when you were little and all that stuff like that. But here's what I noticed. People, they notice me, how you doing, Stephanie, hug, kiss, blah, 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 quick, what's going on or whatever. But they really stayed and talked to me. Now, they talked to my sister, but as far as talking to me, they really talked to me. And so I was like, that's not, you know me, I'm a talker,
Yeah.
And so, and I wonder, is it the chair,
give
people a little bit of discomfort?
Believe it or not, people have a difficulty more so than we do a lot of times. People are outside the quote-unquote norm, community, whatever you want to call it. They have a more difficult time relating to people with disabilities because sometimes they just don't know what to say.
How you doing? A conversation.
Yeah, the chair shouldn't matter. I mean, it shouldn't. But sometimes people, they develop this, whether it's guilt or whether it's, it's some sort of something that they have.
Hey, Ms. V, how you doing?
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Ms. V, what's going on?
We're good.
We're great.
One of the things I did appreciate, though, when I was young, he was a teenager, he came up and he's like, gave me a hug. He said, what the fuck are you doing in this chair? I appreciated that more, because this is what you're wondering, and you said it out loud, But for people that I... it's like, it just seemed like, you give me the necessary hello and blah, 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 and then it's like, okay, let me move on and get a hold, talk to somebody else. I don't know. It was weird. It was strange because I'm used to being, comfortable holding a conversation with people and people comfortable holding a conversation with me. And so I realized it's, I do spend a lot of time in the disabled community and or when I go out, other than that, I'm with my family. So maybe I need to venture out some more, because that kind of caught me by surprise. It really did. It caught me by surprise.
Sure.
How you doing, Ms. B?
I remember a friend of mine, a lady that used to live, her mother lived next door to me. I remember hearing that she had a stroke. Well, one day I saw her in the supermarket. She was in a wheelchair. She was totally different. And I swear to y'all, it sounds so bad, but even when I was in the supermarket with her, I kept on trying to avoid her because I really didn't know how to approach her. I didn't know how to approach her. And, because she had a stroke, you know. And so she really
was
different.
Was it, did she have, like, an impediment or, you know, a speech impediment or?
I don't know because I didn't go up to her. I didn't even go up to her at that moment. I just felt very, very uncomfortable.
So would you say that was, what was that, guilt? Was that guilt? Oh, you felt guilty about it?
Like I didn't know what to say to her. Yeah. Like I really didn't know what to say to her. But I wanted to say something to her. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, well, maybe she don't even recognize me. You know, like, because she didn't say
nothing. Well, maybe she was wondering why you didn't say nothing to her. You're looking right at me.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Because I should have said, hi, Mary, how you doing? But then I even felt like that was the wrong thing to say to her. I see how she, you know, like, you see how I'm doing. What do you mean how I'm doing? I'm like, you know, like, so I didn't even speak to her. Like I said, every aisle I saw her in, I went to the next aisle. Just like that. And that's bad. That's bad. So I understand what you're saying.
But, you know, it happens, though. And you know, unfortunately, people tend to try to avoid people with disabilities for some reason. I'm not saying all people are like that, but there are people that have that way about them because, like Ms. V was just saying, you don't really know what to say sometimes, especially if somebody you haven't seen in a while, and then all of a sudden, oh, they're totally different now. It's like, it's like a, first of all, you
gotta get
over the shock.
How about be real with it?
You know?
Yeah. How about be real? I met a young lady who is recently injured, and one of the things that I appreciate, you know, and I noticed she had some really real concerns, you know, and it's not just, you know, like, hi, how are you, blah, blah. She talks very real. She speaks very real. Her concerns are very real, you know, about the things in her life that are changing, and, you know, she's very real about it, so I can't do anything but be very real back to her. Now, although I didn't know her before that, but I'm imagining becoming disabled. Well, I've done that before, but but it's like you have real things that you need people to talk to you about. You understand what I'm saying? There's some real stuff. You know, so be real with me. I mean, it's like if you knew me before, hey, how you doing or whatever, ask me a question. Don't sit there and
do it now.
Right.
Now that I've been with ICS, access and stuff like that, I would never do it now. Even when I was growing up, if I saw another disabled person, I lie to y'all or not. Because all three of y'all, I'm old school. Y'all all are new compared to me. So, but I'm telling you now, even when I was young, if I saw another disabled person in the street, I would turn my head, pretend I didn't even know them. Because I was embarrassed. Yeah, but now...
Embarrassed about what?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow,
I remember one time being downtown Brooklyn one day, and I ran into this young lady. I was coming from Helen Keller, matter of fact. I was going some training down there, and I ran into this young lady. I was going to the bus. I wasn't using AccessoRide that day. I was going to the bus stop. So she saw me come down the street with my guide cane, and she heard somebody calling, Don, Don. I was like, you know, and I turned around, and, you know, of course, I can't see her, but I know her voice. So I traveled back towards the voice, and I recognized, I said, oh, okay, hey, what's going on, you know? And then, you know, this girl is like, I'm talking to her, and she's like sniffling and crying, and she's like, what happened? Like, what? Like, you know, she's like, I said, well, I lost my sight, you know? And she's like, she's just sitting there bawling with tears. I said, well, you know, I'm not dead, you know? I mean,
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? You know, but it is interesting how people react to people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And I think we all are guilty of that to some degree because I know I've had people, you know, before I lost my vision, and, you know, I've had people, like, that I see and that are different, either in a wheelchair or maybe have gone blind or whatever, and just things that have happened, maybe had a stroke, and then, like, you know, like Ms. V said, you sort of, like, try to go the other way, like, oh, boy, I don't know. I want to, you know, sit back and sort of confront that or approach that, you know. So we all kind of, I guess we all kind of guilty of that in our own ways. And I guess what makes us that way because we don't know what to say. We don't know how to reach out. And like Steph said, we're just, all we have to do is just, hey, hello, how you doing? What's going on?
Right. Right.
How do we do that? Yeah. So... It's
and you know,
ball,
it's sort of, and I, you know, it's like just that whole being, you know, if you took time to say hello and just approach this person in a very normal way, you'll find out that they are very normal people.
But see, there go that word again. Normal. What is normal?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Okay.
but that's the thing.
Regular.
See,
that they're just people. That they're just people.
Yeah.
How about that? That they're
just
people.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what they are. And if we just take the time out and get rid of the guide canes and the wheelchairs and the crutches and the walkers and all these other things and devices that we use to, you know, to make our lives a little easier.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we can see the person, but sometimes we see that wheelchair first. We see that guy cane first, and then we disregard the person, and then it's like all we can focus on is their disability opposed to that person. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, you always have to, you have to, sometimes it's our job, you know, to educate people on our disabilities too, you know, because you know, sometimes people really don't know how to treat you. They don't know how to, and you realize, and once a person starts talking to you and you carry yourself the quote unquote norm, you know, people can probably, you know, can break that down. We can break down those obstacles, you know. We really can. Sometimes it's our job to help educate those because they don't really know any better. Just like people like assume like people, like I'm blind, right? And if I go and open the door by myself, some people are like, oh, he did that by himself?
Yeah.
He knows how to get out of the room? You know, a young lady asked me one time, and I ain't going to say no names, one of our ICS members asked me, how do you eat your food? You know? You know,
wow.
I found that to be hilarious, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, with my mouth, like you do, you know? And I find it to be hilarious, though. But, you know, I don't take it any hardships or anything like that.
Right.
I'm kind of an open book, too, you know, because when people ask me, they be curious, how did you lose your sight? They want to know, you know, how'd you lose your sight? And they want to know. And I have no problem telling them that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing that I'm ashamed of, you know? And, of course, it's all about acceptance and everything like that, you know? And but I think that's a very good point, though, that you brought up, though, in terms of and I think a lot of times a lot of us, we don't want to go to these events sometimes because of the way we are now. You know, last time I was, you know, was with my classmates, everything was, you know, but we'd be surprised how much they have changed, too. You know, a lot of people have went through some changes, you know, and you'll be surprised. You really have, you know.
Well, next time I go, next year, I'm getting out on the dance floor.
Yeah, you should.
I'm getting out on the dance floor.
You should.
The music was good. You know, and it's like I felt a little bit, you know, like it kind of made me feel a little bit shy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not shy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me feel
very
like
shy,
a little bit.
That's the thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why you so shy? What made you feel shy?
The people? Who, me?
Yeah.
You talking to Stephanie or Don? Well, it all of a sudden made me, you know, I felt out of my element.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, wow, this is not my place. This is not my...
Why did you feel
people.
Like that?
These are not my people.
Oh, you
know what
words,
I mean?
You're so used to being with the disabled community that
right.
Now,
I'm used to being with my people where getting out on
the
dance floor wouldn't be
you
a
know,
thing.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've experienced that. I'm going to tell you how that ranges too. Now, when I first came to ICS, right, that was out of my element because I was so used to being at Visions and Helen Keller, Jewish Gill. All I hung around was blind people. I didn't know for years, you know what I mean? And when I first came to ICS, you know, I had to remember that you guys can see me. Because you forget that you can see, you know what I'm saying? You, and the things you get away with the blind community,
you can't do it in my world.
You know, so you got to be like, wait a minute, be cool now. You can't do it. These people can see you, and you forget all about that. You really do. You know, because, you know, you get used to not seeing, so, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wasn't fresh and dig in public no more.
Those are small things. I mean, there's other things you just cannot do in the blind community. I mean, in the sighted community that you can do in the, you get away with a lot of stuff. Though, you know.
I also think that as far as that talking to different people with disabilities or whatever, you help a person like with me, it was a while before I knew how to navigate this whole disabled world. But, being upfront and honest and, you know, out there with somebody who's newly disabled, they will really make their journey into being comfortable being disabled shorter.
Sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially if you are the only one in your family or in your, in your life who is dealing with such a thing, it's like, what do I turn? What do I do? Who do I ask?
You're the only one that's going through this. Yeah, you feel like that. You're the only one. You know, that's why a lot of times, fortunately, there are a lot of support groups out there for people with disabilities, whatever your disability may be. You know what I mean? I mean, they're for support groups for people with stroke victims. People who are blind, or people who are hearing impaired. I mean, all sorts of support groups out there. Mm-hmm. And they really are helpful, you know, to reach out to people who are going through the same situations that you are. That way you can relate to. I'm not saying that these are only people that you can socialize with, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of times, you know, you look for that common denominator and everybody has that same thing, and then you feel a little bit better to open up, and you feel a little, a little more comfortable, put it like that, you know, because we all go through those things. Like, okay, we feel like the outsiders now, and then people treat us that way too. They treat us that way. I used to wonder, I said, but that, you know, like, for example, like my nieces and everything, they always having barbecues and all that stuff like that. And I always wonder, I said, well, I never get invited, you know. But then I get to understand that. Then I said, well, what do they think? I'm going to knock over the grill or something when I come over?
Your liability.
Your liability.
Wow.
We got a caller. Sure.
Let's call in. Hello, caller. How are you? Do you have something you want to talk about today? Caller? Okay, I'm going to take him back off. Hello? Uh-oh. I don't know. It's just saying 11111, so I don't know how they connect it. So I know that's nobody's number. But anyway, was that you that said hello, Ms. Lee?
Yeah, I was trying to get them to say something.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But that's funny, Don. But the, you know, it's like, what do we do with Don?
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, come on.
You know, maybe that's okay. We have to take
you to
the bathroom. You start knocking over food and table.
Yeah. I used to feel kind of slighted, but now I come to understand. I mean, come on. It's like next month be 13 years since my vision lost. You know. And that's just one of my problems. I mean, disabilities. Of course, I'm also an amputee. You know, I had to learn how to, you know, walk and things like that as well. You know, I went to an amputee group as well while I was at the rehab center. I joined one of those. But I only really joined for the wrong reasons, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was cool at first.
What did you join for? You said you only joined for the wrong reason?
Yeah. See, the real reason, like the reason I was supposed to, you know, just to sort of get acquainted with the people who are also amputees and blah, 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 whatever like that. But the real reason why I was going there, though, I ain't never told nobody this, but it was the snacks. You know what I'm saying? You see?
Because of why?
The snacks. Yeah, good snacks, though. They
I heard that. I would have been there for the same reason. I thought you said sex.
Uh-oh,
I thought you said
that. I ain't get that. Well, you know, that was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, next on.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's
sex would have been a better reason. But, yeah.
Yes.
Next. Oh, but did you get something out of it? Did you get something useful out of it?
Well, you know, yeah, but you know, the problem was that it was a guy. He sort of tried to do a little experimenting, and he started playing all this like Beethoven stuff, this music, and I'm like, and I guess it was supposed to be like to get us to relax, and I found it to be boring. And they asked me, you know, what was my personal opinion about it? I said, you want me to be honest? And he says, he says, yes. I mean, what do you think? I said, well, to be honest with you, this is very boring, man. And I told him straight up. I guess he was expecting me to come out like that. He's like, dang, all right, okay. You know, of course, he tried to shut me down, or whatever, like that. But you know. I mean, you ask, you know what I'm saying?
You should have said, I'm just
don't
here
ask
for
questions. Well, I should have, yeah, that would have been more, I was really honest right there.
Play your music, I'm just here for the snacks.
And if you got some snacks
over there, no, just.
That would have been me.
I know, right? I know, Miss Me, I know.
Hey.
I love food.
I remember one time I was in a support group, and it was just like, I was in psychiatry. That's when I thought I was going to die. And, you know, they had me in a support group with some other women.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been in such a group to bring me down so much.
Yeah, I went to one of those groups, man.
The therapist was a downer. Everybody else was angry and mad. And I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
That's how I thought Project Challenge was going to be like. Yeah, I thought they were going to be like a down group. But that was an upbeat. Everybody upbeat. Everybody. You would never think anybody in there was blind. I was like, oh, snap. This is what I'm talking about. But when I went to one of those downer groups with everybody coming, hey, how you doing? My name is Don. And I'm blind. And I'm just lost my sight. And I'm just not doing too well. And I'm going to die.
I can see that in the beginning. I can see that in the beginning.
Yeah,
I can see how it happens in the beginning.
Yes, but you know, like if I'm gonna be in a room full of people are just downers, you know what I'm saying? See, that's why I never understood like anger management. Like, how do you get in a room with a bunch of angry people trying to stop their anger? You know, I wonder what that's like. You know, anybody ever been to an anger management class? You know, like,
no.
How do you do that? You know, everybody mad. I mean, you know, you come in, everybody got an attitude of some sort. How do you deal with that?
You've been to an anger management class before?
Nah, I've never
been to anger management before?
I can't even imagine you being angry.
Mm-mm. I mean, I've been angry. I'm sure I've been angry.
I'm sure,
but I can't imagine.
I can
take you to some folks over at Brookdale Hospital on the 11th floor, 10th floor, 9th floor, because they've all been cussed out by me. So you wouldn't think I was like that, but I've been like that. I wasn't always so laughing, Mr. Nice Guy, and, you know, good attitude. And, no. I had a flip side, and still do, but I just keep that sort of control, and I don't really I don't let people get to me like that anymore. You know, I try not
when I know I'm in a pissed off mood. One of the ways I know I'm in a pissed off mood is when, like, I'm scrolling through Facebook and stuff, and I'm cursing at the post. Like,
you could do that?
You know, no, I'm in my head. I'm cursing, myself.
Say,
or
I said, Dad, this is
I'm
weird.
Looking.
What's this cuss a post? I'm like,
no,
what?
Look, I'm looking at, I'm looking at Craigslist or something, right? And people, I cannot stand, and this is the most ridiculous thing, I can't stand when people give away white couches. It pisses me off. It's really, in real life, nothing. But in my head, it's got stains on it. And it just bothers me. Don't be giving nobody a dirty-ass couch. This is what I'm saying. And then I know when I'm being unreasonable. And it's like, okay, you need to stay to yourself. You need to keep to yourself. Don't say too much to other people,
sure.
You know, because you're going to be a downer, you know. But I know
but
when
you know
I get unreasonable.
You know, bottom line is that we all have a flip side. Ain't nobody
right,
100%
yeah.
good, 100% bad. We all have a flip side. And the beautiful part about, see, what I try to do, I try to stay in touch with the good side. I enjoy the good side of me. I enjoy the happy side of me and the joy and peace of mind and all the wonderful things that come along with that. I love it on a daily basis. When I used to be, I remember when I used to wake up angry, wake up mad, and the first thing in the morning, I get up in the morning, I'm mad. Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's
so good about
it. That's sometimes me too. I try
then,
not to. I try to, like, even lately, I've been like, mm-hmm. like really tight about something. I don't know what it
yes.
is. I really don't know what it is. So
something's been bothering you as of late.
Yeah, so I've been trying to find out what it is. I don't know what it
mm-hmm.
is, so I don't want to take it out on
you
nobody
miss
else.
Me. You miss me. That's
yeah,
why you miss
so,
me.
Because I've been thinking I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
But
you
I don't know
miss
what it is,
me.
So I'm like, you know what, Nita? You better find out what this is before you make a mistake and pull it out on somebody else. And then
yeah,
now
and you wind up taking it on the wrong person. Because sometimes
yeah,
it just takes that,
so,
that one
you know.
Little thing to push it to the edge and then boom. Mm-hmm. But do you know what it is that's bothering you? Do you have an idea of what it is? No?
I don't have no idea what it is. But
it's just the feeling that you have, right?
It's just it's just a feel. Like
okay.
yeah, it's just a feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
One of the beautiful things about getting older is that we take time now to think. You know,
yeah,
it's not just reacting and snapping at people. Like you say, you know you've got something brewing in there and you don't know exactly
mm-hmm.
what it is, so you're trying to be
mm-hmm.
careful. And
sure.
I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, also in having to slow down with a disability, having
yes.
to slow down, it makes me mindful of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
whereas had I still been able-bodied, walking around, working, you know, this whole world wouldn't even exist.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't
yes.
even exist to
mm-hmm.
me. You know, so I'm happy for it because it makes me think of also what else am I not thinking about? What else am
mm-hmm.
I overlooking? You know,
mm-hmm.
so I love getting older, and believe it or not, I love my disability. I love
and I embrace it
appreciate,
all.
Appreciate.
You know?
I'll say I appreciate.
I'm glad you feel like that because I embrace the whole thing and I realize
mm-hmm.
to the point. Because look, I got to be on. I'm on dialysis 3 days a week, and it's very.
Yeah.
I got to be on a machine for 4 hours a day, 3 times a week. You know, and I hear people fussing and cussing and this, that, and the other. And I realize I've learned to embrace it, accept it. Remember I tell you about acceptance, patience, tolerance, and understanding?
Right, yeah.
That is what I live
yep.
my life every day, and then it becomes a part of me every day. And it's a wonderful way to feel every day. It's not a facade. It's not like I'm just acting like this around y'all, and then when I go home, I'm crying, you know, myself to sleep. No, this is real, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to be, you know, putting on that little masquerade, you know, running around with a happy face and then miserable on the inside. But now,
let me ask
happiness...
Mm-hmm. All of your questions. If you could get rid of your disability and live the able-bodied life, would you?
Yes, in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because then I would do all of the other things that I miss doing. Yeah.
I was
absolutely.
About to say, even if it meant also giving back what you've learned.
Well, you know what, though? I think if I had to give up my happiness and joy and peace of mind, that's a good one right there. I don't even know if I want to give that up. But can I have both?
But no, don't be greedy.
I don't want to say I'm glitten, but I've been like this all my life. This is all I know. When I sit outside and I look at the people walking by, everybody looks miserable. And then I look at myself and I'm saying, I'm happy. I'm happy with myself. I'm good.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So
we got 1 minute left. I want to thank you guys very much for coming on, Cola. I want to thank you. I tried to let you in, but I don't know if you didn't know I was letting you in, if you didn't want to get in, whatever, but I thank you anyway. We are on Facebook.
We are on Facebook at LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. Check out our page. Don't forget to check out Chicks in Chairs on YouTube. That's Chicks in Chairs. And, you know, give us a listen every Monday at 6 p.m. The first Monday of the month is Guy Talk. Second is Girl Talk. And then it's all of us for the rest of the month. All right, bye. Bye-bye, guys. Love you.
Take care now. Have a good one. Love you too, Miss B.
Tyson, you're not there. Happy birthday, Tyson.
Oh, happy birthday,
Tyson. All right, happy
Tyson.
Birthday, Tyson. Wherever
all
you
right
are.
Now. Yes.
Happy birthday, sweetie.